Hello, welcome to Telecast with Popey, episode 5. Sorry for the delay between the last episode and this one. I've been on holiday and been at work and been super busy. But I thought something that's come to mind recently I wanted to mention was VPNs. I've recently signed up to PIA. You may have heard of private internet access. I got a voucher some time ago when I gave a talk at a free software conference, and PIA were one of the sponsors, and I got a voucher for some access to PIA as a thank you. And it's been sat in a bag, and I found it the other day, and I thought, oh, I should take a look at this because people talk about PIA all the time. Now, I'm not a massive user of VPNs. I have a company VPN provided by my employer that allows me to get access to company resources primarily, but also is an option if I'm at a location where I don't trust the internet connection and I want to VPN to a point of presence in the UK or in the US to bypass whatever snooping might be going on the connection that I'm on. But I rarely use it for that. And it got me thinking about VPNs and how people use them and why people use them and the trust people place in the VPN provider. And for some reason in my head, I don't know a lot about PIA themselves, but there's something in my head that makes me not trust them. And I don't know if it's PIA specifically or all VPN providers. I find it weird that we look questioningly at our ISP or questioningly at the free internet provider, like on a train or in a coffee shop or something, but then we're quite happy to put all our traffic tunneled through a third party that we pay, you know, a monthly subscription to. It just seems very weird. I don't really understand it. I don't understand why that's better than the traffic going through our own ISP, which could just as easily snoop on our data and have all kinds, and some do have all kinds of traffic shaping and deep packet inspection and all kinds of other things. So it just makes me feel a bit weird when I use a third-party VPN. And I only really signed up for PIA to see what the fuss was all about and see how well it worked and whether the Linux client, you know, works well. And on that side, yeah, it does work quite well. I don't know how often I'll continue to use it. Might be as a convenience thing when I'm in a coffee shop or on a train, but I don't have that mindset where I feel I have to have a VPN open all the time. I don't think I'm paranoid enough. I'm paranoid enough that I, you know, keep passwords nice and secure, and I try and make sure I've got long and complex passwords for services, but I'm not sure I'm paranoid enough that I would use a VPN 24/7. And I don't know, are you? I'm interested to hear what other people think about the use of VPNs and trust, and whether you use a third-party VPN and pay for it, or whether you use your own VPN that you've set up on a server. I'm interested to know what people do. As usual, you'll find this and every episode of Telecast with Popey in our Telegram channel. You can get to t.me/telecastwithpopey, and there's the chatter channel linked in there where you can discuss this with all the other listeners. Thanks for listening. I'll see you soon.